Thursday, June 13th. I am finally listening to the Joe Rogan podcast with Naval Ravikant. If you heard me before on this podcast or others, Naval is arguably the smartest person I've ever heard speak. he's a philosophical wizard, you know, a philosopher of modern times. It's just incredible to listen to this guy and see how his brain works. What's interesting is he was only, you know, this superstar in a relatively small corner of the internet, right? Silicon Valley investment. He was on Tim Ferriss's podcast a few years ago before podcasts blew up. I think Joe Rogan now is probably more popular than Tim Ferriss was then. So this podcast has made massive waves in the podcast community because it's the first time that many of Joe Rogan's guests have heard of this genius legend, Naval. So my take from listening to this is more about Rogan than Naval, because I've heard all the wisdom before, you know, maybe not this exact specific. They touch on so many things. And you can always take nuggets from listening to him. And even if it's something I've heard 10 times, hearing it an 11th time from this guy is definitely not a waste of my time. But, you know, Joe Rogan is a podcast host that makes a living talking. And most of his podcasts are very conversational, where he is almost as much as his guest part of the dialogue, right? He speaks a lot. He gives a lot of opinions. And he's used to talking. Like, when you have a microphone in front of your face and you're a host, it's like your brain is sort of, you know, conditioned to speak. And what I found really interesting about this is the ability, I guess. It's probably a skill. I think that Joe Rogan was able to rein himself in because he was so in awe of meeting Naval and everything that he has to say. And he's just like, I need to just let this dude talk and not butt in. And it might partially be because he feels weaker is the wrong word, but you know what I mean when I say that, right? Like, not up to par to really converse on these topics, which I totally get, because I wouldn't be either. If I were interviewing Naval, I would be like, dude, just you know, preach to me, because it'll be like I can chime in with a question here or there. I can't really add so much insight to what you're saying. And I think Joe Rogan did a great job of just kind of letting that happen, which, talk about another podcast host, Bill Simmons, who I think is, you know, the opposite. When he has somebody either not one of his friends, or he has a good rapport with, or it's basketball related, when he has someone on who is not in his wheelhouse and is clearly an intellectual, Chuck Klosterman, who he does have a relationship with, but is clearly just much more intellectual than him. He's much more intellectual than me too, so no shot on Simmons there. Chris Sacca is one that jumps to mind. Malcolm Gladwell. I often think that Bill tries to keep up and makes himself look foolish somewhat by doing so. So what I noticed here by listening to this one is Joe Rogan's ability and just like, hey, I'm not going to keep up here, so I'm going to chime in with questions that will just reinforce or let Naval keep going or take him down another path, but he's going to be the star of the show. Anyway, whether you've heard Naval or not, anytime he's around, I highly recommend checking him out. So check out last week's Joe Rogan podcast with Naval Ravikant.